Everybody, how's it going? You're listening to Reptiles with Yoshi,
Alex,
and Alex. Alrighty, if you're listening and want to watch, you can check us out on YouTube, HSR Exotics. And if you're watching and want to listen, we're on pretty much every streaming platform.
And if you're doing none, then you're not on a streaming platform.
Oh no. Okay. So, Alex, how you doing today?
As always, I'm very tired.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you do yesterday?
A lot of things.
Yeah.
I played with some meat.
He played with his meat.
Woke up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and I just started tossing meat around.
Throwing the meat around.
Places, you know, like,
sometimes you got to throw the meat around. You know how to.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But all right. Yeah. I'm doing okay.
Today is Father's Day.
Today is Father's Day. So happy belated Father's Day. When this is out, it's not going to be Father's Day anymore. But happy belated Father's Day to the fathers. My dad's going to listen to this. Probably not.
Maybe.
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 Yeah, but we're here in
to
the snake
room. Who's not gonna listen to this?
Who?
My mother.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
No.
You want to disclose that information?
I just keep on saying jokes, and eventually, maybe somebody will catch on.
Yeah. Oh man. So we're here live in the snake room. We finished cleaning today. We fiddled some balls and fiddled some eggs, and now we're here recording this motherfucking podcast.
Fedangled.
We fedangled them. We had a clutch today, a female crystal, laid eggs. She laid 7 good eggs. She was bred to a scaleless head.
It was a pretty special thing that happened.
I hate them. Yeah, so, well, he said that for people that don't know, because a crystal ball python is a mix of a Mojave and a special. Yeah.
Special things, bro. Special things.
Fucking
guy. Talking about meats and specials.
Meats and the meat special.
Meat and cheese special.
Meat and cheese special.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we have our, you know, little things hatching here and there. One of the Dinker projects that we are working with from David from Mad Ball Pythons, they shut out today, and it's looking like, I mean, he already proved that one out genetic, but it looks like we got a, you know, a bunch more of little combos going on there. I can't really say much more about them until David decides that he's ready to release that stuff.
Little combos, like the ones that you buy in the gas station and the packs?
No, like not those kind of combos. Flavored, like little combos, like when you go to McDonald's and you buy a Happy Kids meal. And do you remember Mighty Kids meals?
Mm-hmm.
That was Burger King, right? I think so, because McDonald's has a Happy Kids meal. And then like if you were like a Mighty Kid, you'd go to Burger King. I think that was the whole branding behind it.
Hmm.
Branding behind the madness.
I don't remember. I do not recall such trivial things.
And before we get back into reptiles, do you remember? Now, this is legendary.
Do you remember?
Do you remember?
What?
No. do you remember the Burger King burger shots?
Yeah, that I remember.
Those sliders were fire. That's something that they need to bring back.
I don't remember ever eating those. I know you and your dad.
Yeah.
I remember you guys, but I don't think I ever tried them.
They were good as fuck. Every Thursday before, or every Tuesday before guitar class, I would eat them. That shit was awesome. But anywho, this is not a Burger King podcast.
It is. It can be.
It can
be. You could just change it, you know?
Yeah. Well, they brought back the fucking chicken fries, and the chicken fries weren't great again.
Well, I don't know. I haven't eaten fast food lately.
I'm Alex. I don't eat fast food. I'm a healthy guy. Look at me.
I'm not healthy, though. That's the problem.
Oh, man. But anywho, I do have a couple questions here for one of the listeners. I mean, is there anything you want to talk about specifically before
no,
we get
we
into
could
these?
Do that, and then we just keep on talking. Maybe it gives us a good topic for the day.
So, to paraphrase the question, I wrote it down here on my handy-dandy
you know how to write
notebook. Ow, I hit my head with it.
I don't know what's more surprising, that you know how to write or that you know how to read.
Fuck you. All right, so she said, do females that skip a year, this is paraphrasing, by the way.
Okay.
Do females that skip a year breed the following year? And then if they skip a year, do they keep skipping, like, seasons? And then following that, what would be a reason for a female to skip a year or not ovulate? Okay, so to talk about, and we're talking about ball pythons. Now, this will work probably for other python species, other reptiles in general, it can still be, some of them it'll be applicable. Okay, so
it's a big word, bro.
Applicable.
That's a big word for you.
Ask me to spell it, cause I can't. But yeah, so okay, the first thing: do females that skip a year breed again the following year? Why would a female skip a year? It could be, okay, now if we're talking about a virgin like you, yes, if we're talking about a virgin female, you know, that she reached her, you know, weight or year, you know, 2.5 to 3 years, 1500 grams, like I said, for ball pythons, what would be the reason for her not to go? You might have not caught her on her right cycle. She might have not developed follicles. It might have not been something that you did. Maybe it's something that she's just not ready yet, you know, or, you know, maybe you didn't like cycle food correctly. Some people change temperatures. We don't really change temperatures here. We drop them down. We used to drop them down, and now, I mean, we didn't do that this year. I don't even
or
think
last
we did
it. Year.
Yeah, last year, and we've been doing just fine.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, I mean,
you used
the
to
room,
do that,
but the room itself, in a sense, gets hotter and colder throughout a certain part of the year anyways, our room, because through the winter, through the colder months in Florida, which in Miami, it doesn't colder. Really get fucking cold, air quotes, you know, the room is, you know, almost the same temperature as the house for the most part, other than the fact that it's just a little hotter here because we have so much heat going on.
Yeah.
And then now that it's summer, it's hot as fuck in this room, you know? So you can cycle your heat if you want to, but you don't need to. But anywho, something that is important is the food cycling. You know, not that you should underfeed your animals, but moderately feed them when it's not the breeding season, and then heavily feed them when it is the breeding season, because that will, it will entice follicular growth. Something else that you can do is start, if you're using an ultrasound, or if you're using an ultrasound and you can really see what the size of the follicles are, if you're seeing that the female is not growing follicles, you can just start introducing the male, because that might, mm-hmm, again entice follicular growth. Just some of the copulations will make the females want to, you know, whatever. And then obviously make sure your humidity and your temperatures are right. Make sure that there's, you know, that your animal has water when it needs water, because if its requirements are not being met, and through maternal instinct, the female might not want to. If there's not enough, what's the word? If there's not enough, it's not coming to me. If there's not enough, resources. You're an idiot. If there's not enough, that's what she said. Fuck. If there's not enough resources, the mom might not want, you know, instinctively to produce for her babies to be born with no resources. You know, so why would a female skip a year? It can be she didn't, you know, you didn't catch her follicles right. She might have been growing follicles, and then her follicles might have been growing, but then, you know, she might have missed a couple weeks of feeding, or the male has not been breeding her, so she absorbs her follicles and then she skips a year. Okay, so
that happened to us.
It definitely has happened to us. It's especially with one of the pied females that this year we caught that bitch in the cycle. And okay, so now will the female skip the following year? Well, clearly I guess it's on a case-to-case basis.
It honestly is. I mean, for us, for the most part, we've noticed, like, the females, for us, that didn't go 1 year, they go the next year, whether it's because we changed something with that specific snake or because she just went, or we caught her at the right time, you know, like, because we had the GHI that didn't go last year, and then this year did, and then
and the two Mojaves right behind you, when we first got them, they So 2 years ago, not the year before, but the year before that one, they both laid big clutches.
Mm-hmm.
They put back the weight quick, but they didn't grow follicles the next year. And this year they did. Yeah. So now we have to see next. Maybe for them, they're just used to skipping their year. You know, they'll lay eggs and they won't lay again until not, you know, the season that follows the season after that.
I usually lay down also to go to sleep.
Canceled. Have you heard the sound effects yet?
No.
Super canceled.
No, I listened to the podcast last week, and you didn't. That's
I didn't
one,
use
that
it.
One. You didn't do anything.
I didn't do it.
I wasn't here.
So I sounded so like depressed in that podcast. I don't know what the fuck. I wasn't depressed.
Because I wasn't here, bro. That's
yeah,
the problem.
I was talking like this. I think it was because I was alone, and I was like, "There's people on the other side of that door that are just listening to
Who
me."
Who was here?
My aunt and my mom.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. Anywho. So yeah. It if a female skips a year, I wouldn't be too worried. If she doesn't go the following year again, I mean, maybe you're just not catching it at the right time. Now, we had said in another podcast, we really recommend ultrasounds. I can't palpate. I can't feel for follicles. You know, I have not been
trained.
Yeah,
we both tried and
yeah. So since we can't do that, the ultrasound helps us a lot. Now, if you're more like a hobby breeder, just has a couple females, and you're literally just doing it for fun, then you might not need it because it is a hefty investment for the most part, you know, anywhere between $1,000 to $2,000 for the ultrasound. But if you're really counting, you know, you want to count your follicles, recommend the ultrasound so you can see why it is that your female is skipping the year. Pay attention to her feeding cycles, pay attention to her shed cycles, stuff like that. Now, what was the other part of that question? Do they skip multiple years for a reason?
We noticed that, like, for example, with the we don't know why. I mean, like, sometimes I just think that some snakes just need their own time, kind of, because like the asshole, we had him for 2 years trying to breed him, didn't breed, and the third year we're like, well, I guess if he doesn't breed this year, we have to find somebody to take him. Maybe he'll work for them.
Yeah.
And then he went that year, and he's gone.
Yeah.
Ever since.
You know what's weird though? He went that year, and the year, and this year, he only bred at the beginning of the breeding season. So, it really is. I mean, the thing is that remember, for the most part, ball python breeding and a lot of different snakes are almost down to a science. But the thing is so are humans. And we're all variable, at least a little bit, you know? So there is a skeleton of how to do these things, but with each animal, it can just be variable for the most part, you know? So that's when it becomes more of an art, where you have to be creative, where you have to, okay, so this animal needs a little bit more of this. This animal needs a little bit more of that, you know? But I wouldn't worry too much if your animals are skipping, you know, a year or 2 years, they might just not be ready.
Yeah, nobody's ever gonna bat like 100 for 100, you know, like,
yeah,
you're never gonna get a year where every single animal that you want to produce is gonna produce.
Yeah.
With ultrasound, without ultrasound, it doesn't really matter. I won't say you won't, but chances are that you're not gonna get 100% of the females or the males to lay or to do what you need them to do, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just normal. And then, like you said, there's just some snakes that have different things to them that even you could do what you do with 100 other snakes, but that one snake just does something different that, you know, you can't just do what you normally do with every other snake, you know?
It's like
the more you go, you keep on noticing which one of your animals you need to do different things.
Yes. Yeah. It's like how we spoke about with the Pokeball project, that the female, when they first lent her to us, is that the correct English? So the first time,
your English not very good looking.
My English not very good looking. My English not very pretty. So the first year that we had the Pokeball project, she didn't go for us. And then this year she went for us, and we only put her with a male once. We put the male once, and we caught her at the right time, you know. Mm-hmm. So And that was right at the beginning of the breeding season. You know, right when we were first starting to throw in males just to entice copulation and entice follicular growth.
Someone was enticed, all right.
Yeah, they were enticed together. But take each animal from a case-to-case basis. Obviously, I think the most important part of it is your feed cycles and also making sure that your male locks with your female every 3 to 4 weeks. But a big thing is the food cycle. You know, just for an example. So we feed our females a small or a medium rat every week. You know, if they're in shed, then they don't eat. We try not to feed them. You know, so we kind of each animal will be on a different, you know, cycle at that point. And then when breeding season comes, you're going to start seeing that your one medium rat a week is not enough. The female wants more. It's because she's in her breeding cycle right now. So you start throwing in, you know, another medium rat. You know, if it's still hungry, maybe a small rat after that. You know, we try not to do more than 2 rats, but some people do more than that. But what you will notice is feeding and copulation are hand to hand. And you're gonna, if you have your ultrasound, you'll see, oh wow, she skyrocketed in follicles just when you caught her at the right time, you know. And if you're doing it more for hobby, or if you don't have your ultrasound, then just look for visual cues like checking the shed cycles. Look for visual cues like seeing how much the animal's eating, seeing how many copulations they're getting, and then, you know, start seeing, okay, they've copulated for, you know, 3 months in a row, so either every 3 weeks they locked, or every 4 weeks they've locked, and then now it's eating regular, she's eating a lot, she's, you know, and then all of a sudden she stopped eating, but she doesn't look skinny, and then she goes a couple weeks after into a shed cycle, and then after her shed, she looks like she swallowed a football, and then you realize, oh, this is ovulation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and obviously ovulation. And then after that, you'll see, okay, well, now she's going to go into her shed, and then you're just waiting for her to lay eggs, you know. So you got to watch and know your animals. And what you find out is that even when you have, I mean, I'm sure you can get to a point where you have too many animals that you can't fucking remember every single one of them.
Yeah.
But we have easily over 100 snakes here, and for the most part, except for the newer ones that we got that we're still
getting used to. Yeah, I literally every time I go, I don't know you, back up.
Yeah, I don't know you, back up, B. But yeah, I mean, we know all of our animals to where, okay, this one's doing this because mm-hmm. it wants this. This one's doing that because it might want this. You know, so we're able to, you know, we've studied our animals enough, and that's something that you have to do. Study your animal. You know, so as far as reasons why a female won't ovulate, I would say, you know, the food cycle's not right. The, you know, maybe you're not getting the copulations. Maybe she's just not doing her thing. You know, just because it works for one snake doesn't mean it'll work for the other.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Mutter Trucker. Any other comments on that whole thing with females and skipping their
seasons? You didn't leave anything for me to say. I'm good.
I'm sorry, bro. I caught the right wind, and I was like,
I get it, you just freaked out. You're like, damn, we actually have a listener. We gotta answer all the questions. I need to say everything about this, and
it means a lot too. So I was like, I gotta hit the shit out of the park.
It's also like we were saying, there's sometimes every year you're gonna have your couple females, depending on how many animals you have, that kind of go through the process a little later. So like for us, we have some snakes where they laid a little like the very end of the season, and we know, okay, this girl, we're just not even gonna introduce any male or anything until like we're like a month or a month and a half into the breeding season. We're like, okay, let her get some extra time, and
yeah,
you know, little by little. And then the more you go doing it, the more you start seeing exactly why your animal has that off year,
yeah,
or off 2 years, yeah, or whatever it is. Like the more you go doing it, then you start seeing, and you kind of start realizing, yeah, why.
Yeah. And then we have siblings, 2 female albinos, possible head for pied. that they are 3 years old. They, at the beginning of the season, they were 16 to 1800 grams. You know, they were ready, super ready. One of them didn't go. She developed follicles and then swallowed them, gargled. Got them. And then the other female, she just laid her first clutch of eggs, you know? So for what worked for one didn't work for the other. As a matter of fact, the sibling that didn't go, she stopped eating. So I think it's because of that. She just didn't, you know, she stopped eating. She got lazy. She was like, I don't want to do this shit right now. Come on, bro. I'm just here hanging out.
Think about it in this way. You go to work every single day, right?
No, I don't. I'm just kidding.
Except for usually for the most part, people do, okay, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, right? Yeah. You do that all the time. You might need randomly out of nowhere to take a random day off, do something different, or a week off from work and do something different. Some of these animals, they're just like that. They're like, oh, you know, like, this is not my year. I will not give you babies.
Yeah.
And that's it. It is what it is. You let them do what they do.
Yeah.
The animals dictate everything.
Yep. And then, well, before we get off this topic, as far as, you know, something like that you see, oh, my female's not, she stopped eating. So Justin Kobylka released I think it was like two videos, it was a series of videos about why your ball python won't eat. And he was explaining that he spent some time. Anywho, but yeah, so he spent some time, you know, where these balls are, and he, you know, he was explaining that the ball pythons will stay in their mound, and they'll eat the food that they're going to eat, they'll shed, and then they'll leave another mound. And pretty much what he's saying is that, so after you know, your animal sheds, maybe consider changing the bedding completely to give them a new scent, to give them a new feel or whatever the fuck. And that's something that we haven't done. Usually, for the most part, we're spot cleaning, replacing bedding and stuff like that, and then we'll do like the deep cleans, you know, really really deep cleans a few times a year. But you know, maybe something like that'll work to get your female, if you you know, to avoid her skipping some time or whatever, to avoid her, you know, absorbing her follicles. Maybe it'll help after she sheds to completely change her bedding, so that way she stays on her food. That's something that, you know, I want to implement next year, you know, for, you know, just to try things a little different, experiment, have fun with it, because it does get redundant. It does, you know, and not that it's not enjoyable. It's, for the most part, I have a really good time doing this all the time, but, you know, now we have it down to a routine. Let's do something a little bit different so we can have a better time with these animals also.
Well, yeah, because we always, I mean, we do a lot of stuff now that we never even thought of doing when we started, mm-hmm. you know? So I don't know. It's more like sometimes we see something works with one animal and we're like, we do the opposite thing. Where instead of doing something different for the animal, we're like, well, this animal does well when you change it up and you do this, maybe it works for the other animals. And we're like, oh shit, it works for all of them. You know, it's better.
Yeah, exactly.
You go finding different things as time goes on. And we are not experts at this. We are still learning everything that we could possibly learn. So
yeah, I think we've got it down to a science that works for us, but we're super open to learning new things, because I'd like to try new things, make it more and more entertaining and more cool. Because, like, just something as simple as, like, you know, this animal, maybe we mist the enclosure when we introduce the male to raise the humidity, and it might entice copulation, and, you know, but it won't work with this male or something like that. It's just little things that you can do that, when it works for you, it's as enriching to you as it is to your animals. Because you're like,
I am not rich at all. I would tell you that. I'm not in rich. I'm not out rich. I'm poor. Nothing around me is rich. the fact that you even think I have money, that's rich. That is rich.
Cancel. Well, dude, what's that fucking, these new kinds of reggaeton type of music? That it's like, he says like some shit. Like, he doesn't even say shit in his song. Like, I don't know how to describe
it. I don't know who you're talking about. Right. You don't tell me.
All right. Whatever.
Okay. You need to explain something.
I don't know the name. I'll look for it, and hopefully next podcast. In his songs. He says like words, but he's like, no, nothing's coming to you.
Nothing's right. coming to me, bro.
I'll look for it. And I'll show it to you after. Anywho, but yeah. So, and I mean, that's pretty much that for why your things won't ovulate, chung. Why your things won't ovulate, chung.
Like we said, his English is not very good.
My English is not very pretty. So okay, that whole thing came about from the whole. My English is not very. What the hell?
What
said not your AirPods.
Yeah, because I just he opened just, this.
Oh, well, why the fuck did it recognize your AirPods?
It didn't. It just said, because you know when you open like brand new AirPods and you connect them for the first time? It says, not your AirPods. Would you like to? So it's not connected. It's asking you if you want to connect it.
Gotcha. All right, let's do fucking species of the week.
Humanoidus, Pokemonius, Pikachuus.
That's it. Later, guys. I'm kidding. Alex is pulling it up right now, and now I'm gonna ramble. I ramble on.
It's actually okay. It's funny because I thought I left it on the Safari on it, and I was about to say something, and I was like, "Yeah, species of the week is not Tempur-Pedic."
No.
Where to go?
A species of the week.
Okay, so it's a turtle.
That's my favorite, tortuguitas.
So this turtle, guess where it comes from?
Me?
No, nature.
Duh. Oh shit! Fuck.
Madagascar.
Madagascar.
It's one of like the most endangered. It's critically endangered. One of the most endangered turtles. It is called the Madagascar big-headed turtle.
Same. All right.
Wait, which head is big? Forehead?
No, my forehead. Look at the size of this fucking thing.
I will not even attempt to say the scientific name because.
I
want to
try it. I'm going to offend somebody.
Arimnochelys or Kellis?
Uh-huh.
Madagascariensis.
Let me see.
I don't know. All
right.
It's there.
Arimnochelys Madagascar... Madagascariensis. Madagascariensis.
Say that
five... Ciencia. Say that five times fast.
Madagascariensis. I can't even say it one time. I can't even say it one time slow.
All right. Tell me about this tortuga.
So, yeah. It's cool. No, check it out. You're gonna like it because it kind of has like a mud turtle look to it,
my
in
favorite.
A sense. But it's also it's like one of like the oldest turtles. It goes back like 80 million years or some shit.
Fuck
like that.
Yeah, my guy.
But and they only, according to what I was reading on here, that they only like found in like a 500 kilometer or 5,000 kilometer area. Oh no. Okay.
I like saying kilometer.
They've seen them. Like 20,000 kilometers, but they say that the actual area that they really, like, are in are about 500 kilometers.
Ah.
And it's, what was it that I was, where did it go?
You lost it.
Where did it go?
No. We're trying to learn about this fucking turtle.
It's here. Oh, okay. That the females only lay, like, once every 2 years. And they lay, like,
around 13. They fucking skip a year, bro.
Actually, you see how that works? You see how that works? I had no idea.
Boom.
But yeah, so they eat aquatic invertebrates, mollusks, carrion,
bro. That's carrion? Like dead things.
And plants.
Hell yeah, same.
So yeah, that's pretty cool. And then look, this
let me see a picture of this fucker.
This is what it looks like. It like the head kind of looks like more or less like a mud turtle kind of look. Turtle. And then like the actual body is like the shell is bigger.
Oh shit, this guy looks cool, man. Fuck yeah. Look at those eyes.
Right, doesn't it look like kind of like in a sense?
Its head does look resemble that of a mud or musk turtle, but the body does not at all. It's because the mud and the musk turtles are their shell is more pronounced, like yeah. Circular, but this is very flat. Kinda wow. That's cool. Hell yeah. And these are, I was like, what the fuck is an edge score? That's something else in the thingy. And these are they endangered is what they are? Yeah, they are.
Yeah, critically endangered. There's only, shit. I think the article said there was only like 10,000 of them that they know of.
Oh, fuck. I wonder if anybody has them here. And they're
I don't know. I have no idea. I would really, That'd be very curious. But what was the term?
Conservation through.
So I
preservation
just.
Preservation through. I don't know.
What? Something about preservation like, through conservation?
No. Like it's like conservation through. Like,
meditation?
Yeah, conservation through meditation. That's the one.
Implantation.
Implantation, yeah.
So yeah, it is like it's life tree of life, whatever the heck you want to call it, it's branch or whatever, goes back 80 million years, which is like
2 years,
eight times more than like humans.
Hell yeah,
they were back in the age of the dinosaur.
Damn, that's cool, man.
Yeah, I thought they were cool. It was like, yeah, it's just weird because that's like a bigger body, like a flat shell,
and yeah,
it has like the face looks to me like exactly a big like headed, mud yeah. turtle or something.
And it's the common name was Madagascar big head turtle.
Yeah,
fuck yeah, dude! They got a big ass head. They have a loggerhead musk turtle. I think it
a
is
a beer head logger.
Logger. Let me look this up real quick. Hold up, another logger. Hold on, let me see.
So what else was there?
Musk turtle.
It's one of the world's 25 most endangered turtles.
Tortuguita. Okay, look, this. Let me show you a loggerhead musk turtle. So you remember the razorback musk turtles that I had? So this is what a loggerhead musk turtle looks like. Look at that.
Oh, what the heck?
Yeah. But not that flat shell, my guy.
That's weird. That's cool.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah, mother trucker. Yeah, I had pink bellies that are hatching right now. So that's cool.
Are their bellies pink?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to assume, because it's not like they all come out pink.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I had one that came out with no color.
Yeah.
But that was a secret. No color. But I think, well, we're about 30 minutes or so in. You want to cover anything else?
I'm good, bro. I didn't even really get to say anything about the animals. You got that covered.
I'm sorry.
But no, we got the question covered that did about like half to a third to half of the whole podcast.
Hell yeah. So. Well, I have more that they did request more questions, but I want to, you know, little by little, we'll go through them because there are good questions here. Stuff that involves, you know, equipment, stuff that involves reviewing some of the stuff that we have in here, what you can put in your reptile room. Yeah, bro,
but why would we just throw it into the first podcast when we can make hell more content from
yeah.
it?
Yeah, you know? More content.
So that person gave a bunch of questions then, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. So what we'll do is we'll just grab a couple of those questions and
yeah, and we'll
next week we'll do another question or two, and then
yeah. And anybody else that's listening to this, make sure you know you send us a message. Clearly we're answering them.
If we get a lot of people listening to this, and then like we end up getting a lot of questions, maybe we could do like a once a week questions only podcast.
Yeah, actually I was thinking that we can do either a TikTok live or an Instagram live that we'll record. We'll have the podcast live through there, and we can have like a feed where people can ask us questions and we can answer them right
there. Yeah, but in order to do that, we have to actually have people there.
Well, we almost have more TikTok followers than we are on Instagram. So.
Oh, I thought we did have more.
We might now. You only need that one. You only need that one video.
That one viral.
Yeah, and then everybody's like, oh my God, let's follow him. You know? But yeah, is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, man. I think these rackers are pretty much done.
We are rackers and we are done.
You said TikTok. I had to say rackers.
Yeah, fool. I can't stand rackers. Anywho. Alrighty. Well, this was the Reptiles With podcast by HSR Exotics.
Featuring rackers.
Featuring the infamous rackers, Yoshi and Alex. Hell yeah, mother truckers. If you're listening and want to watch, we're on YouTube. Search HSR Exotics. If you're watching and want to listen, we're on pretty much every streaming platform. Follow us on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, HSR Exotics. That's HSR like half shell ranch exotics. Wow. Now we're going to change the name to like Primos Exotics.
Not like a salad ranch.
No, not salad ranch. I hate them. All right. So HSR Exotics on all your social medias. Give us a follow. Follow this podcast on whatever streaming platform you're listening on, or, you know, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Share it with your friends. Give a like. Put a comment. Do what you got to do so we can grow this thing and get some more videos out here. You good, Alex?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty. Later.